It's Monday, April 21st, and you're listening to the Three Nerds in a Basement podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Blavin.
Anthony.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show, where we talk about all the cool things in the world, including Batman, Snoop Dogg, Giant Bomb, and Brick Mansions. To catch up speed on things, I'm going to just start off by saying we are going to remind you once again that we are planning a community Google Hangout with TNIAB. I've been a little bit lazy with replying back to people because I was still trying to figure stuff out. But by the time you hear this, you should have got your email or you should have got the response back, basically detailing when it is. I believe it's going to be for next weekend in the evening on Sunday. I believe, something like that. Sunday or Monday. I can't remember which day it was.
Okay.
But yeah, so if you still want to join in, there's plenty of time available. Remember, just email us at tnib.letters@gmail.com, and then I'll just email you guys back with the Google ID that I'll be using. And then on the day of the community hangout, I will email you again the actual link to join. Or if it's easier for you, I can contact you on Twitter or whatnot. Just leave me whatever is the easiest method of contact for you guys. All right, with that out of the way, let's get on to the show. And I'm going to start by opening up that saying that this is going to be the 75th anniversary of Batman.
So old.
Batman's an oldie. And I guess it was appropriate that for his celebration, they decided to do a new Batman Beyond short that featured old Batman.
Huh.
And it was basically about a minute and a half long.
Well, that really was short.
Yeah, it was a short.
that was a short short.
Of course, Batman is voiced by Kevin Conroy in this short, and this short was revealed at WonderCon this past weekend. And it pairs him up, obviously, with Batman Beyond, Terry McGinnis, and it is the first time Will Friedle has voiced Terry McGinnis in almost 10 years now, since Batman Beyond ended. And it's a cool little thing. They're in the Batcave, and suddenly Terry gets attacked. And he finds out he's getting attacked by Batman. Like, the animated series version of Batman is attacking Batman Beyond.
Whoa, weird.
And in the short, it turns out that Batman's a robot. And Bruce is like, kill it. And so Terry kills it with the help of the Batmobile and Bruce Wayne.
In this minute and a half, right?
Yeah, and then after that, it goes, well, Terry's like, who sent this? He's like, and Bruce Wayne says, I don't know, but it looks like they didn't just send one. And they pan out, and they show all the different Batmans you've seen from every iteration in animated form. So it starts off with the most recent, Beware the Batman. Then it goes Batman Brave and the Bold. It shows The Dark Knight Rises, Batman the old dude.
Mm-hmm.
It has Michael Keaton Batman from the Tim Burton film. It has Adam West Batman. And all sorts of different other Batmans in there. And they're about to start a fight. And that's where it ends. And it's kind of like, oh, what a tease. But it's really cool because I love Batman Beyond. And it was fun to see that even, you know, Terry will never be able to live up to Bruce Wayne. And the original Batman kind of just kicks his ass. So it was a cool little short. And then for my other pick, going back to Call of Duty, I feel like I haven't talked about Call of Duty in forever.
It's a good reason.
I don't think anybody has really talked about Call of Duty in forever.
It's good
reason. But they've caught my attention because they just announced their new DLC pack, the Snoop Dogg MC pack.
So good.
And so good. It is not new maps. It is not new weapons. It is not new custom skins. All it is Snoop Dogg being the announcer for your game.
Which is pretty awesome.
And I think it's amazing.
Yeah, man.
Like,
this video blew me out of the water.
Yeah.
You haven't seen this, Mikey?
No.
Oh, you gotta download this. It's good stuff.
Yeah, it is amazing. You know what? Ever since Titanfall was released, I think everybody kind of like looked at Call of Duty and said, all right, you're out. But they've somehow brought attention back to them with just this outlandish move.
Yeah.
And I think they're just going for broke now. They don't really care anymore. They need attention, and that's the best thing. Like, it's totally stupid, but some of the things he says are just, I don't know. They're good. 9 out of 10 rappers approve.
9 out of 10 rappers play Call of Duty. And I hear he's happy to be associated with greatness.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's so funny. I think one of them, when he's like shooting a guy, he's like, keep it up, cap him and shake him.
Or like, cap him and shank him.
Yeah, it's like, what the heck, man? Like, this is so awesome.
Yo, predator missile ready.
Yeah.
What's the other one he says?
Something active, brother from another mother.
Yeah, brother from another mother. Active support squad ready. Yeah, something like that. Brother from another mother.
Oh, it's so funny.
It's so good.
Oh,
and yeah. I hope this is a trend that we're going to see moving forward. Because I believe in the past Call of Duty games, they did like zombie versions of past presidents, right?
Yeah.
So I hope this is something that I keep doing just to keep themselves relevant. What I really hope, though, is that other people look at this and see that it's something potentially interesting. Because my dream is to have The Rock in Titanfall telling me about my Titans.
That'd be good.
Because, I don't know, to me, Titanfall is probably the closest thing we get to future G.I. Joe. And, yeah, I would totally be down for that.
You know what I want?
Mm.
I want Sylvester Stallone is my...
That's a good one. Him and Arnold.
Oh, my God.
What if... Okay,
hey,
what if one of these games just has the Expendables DLC
pack? Oh, my God. That would be so funny.
No, I just want... I want Michael Cera to do mine. It's like, hey, you have a care package if you want it. Hey.
No, man. Like, Sylvester would be like, oh, yeah, I don't know if you want, you know, a care package, but, you know.
when you die.
Yeah, I was going to say, when you die.
He's like, Adrian.
when you wait there, Adrian, we did it.
That would be good.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Speaking of which, did you guys see the IGN April Fool's joke?
No.
It was a Titanfall-inspired one, and what they said was the DLC pack was Optimus Prime.
Okay.
And they fully animated it, and they basically put it in the game. And you go inside Optimus's chest, and what was cool is that through the entire time you're inside, you know how he has two windows?
Yeah.
So that's what you have. Like, in the middle of your screen is a bar that you can't see through, because you have... That's his window?
That's pretty funny.
So, I don't know, it was cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, those are my picks.
Mm-hmm.
Blavin, what's yours?
So, I was looking around the internet, and I saw an interesting banner.
Mm.
It was these two people jumping, and one of them looked like Paul Walker. And sure enough...
It was Paul Walker.
So... And then it said that there was a movie coming out with Paul Walker.
Yeah.
And I thought, is this a posthumous movie about, like, Paul Walker? Mm-hmm. Apparently not. So he shot this movie before he passed away. And it's
called... still counts as posthumous because...
Yeah, I don't even know if that's the word. Is that the word?
That's the word, yeah.
Yeah, so apparently it's called... Well, it's called Brick Mansion?
Brick Mansions.
Brick Mansions, which is so funny because it just didn't tell you anything.
No.
Yeah, no. So apparently it's like parkour inspired, and
yeah.
It's kind of in the it kind of reminds me of sounds like The Raid, so they're trapped in this
yeah,
area.
Yeah, it does.
And he just has to parkour all over the place.
Yeah,
so I didn't know that Paul Walker can do parkour.
Apparently, he's really into it.
Yeah,
like this was. Movie's. This movie happened because he wanted to do this because it was one of his interests.
Yeah, so I didn't watch the trailer or anything, but I was just interested. It was just interesting to see that there's going to be a movie with Paul Walker. I didn't know.
Yeah, I mean, the poster you mentioned, he looks kind of dumb.
Really?
He looks like he looks like a bird.
Yeah.
He's flying, man. And he's like crouching midair, and I'm just like,
he's
like
doing the Naruto run.
Yeah, and it's like, I know what you're doing, and yeah, that's proper and everything, but you could have picked a different frame.
Yeah.
Or he's not like, ha-ha!
Yeah. Because the funny thing is he's wearing his, like... The clothes he kind of wears in Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
With
the jeans and the white shirt.
Yep.
Yeah. So.
Oh my gosh, that's so true.
And then there's some other dude in the background who also looks like a bird.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this looks good. But I don't know. I'm kind of interested to see it, but I don't know if I'll actually actively go see it in the theater or anything.
Yeah, same. I'm sure I'll see it eventually.
Yeah.
I just don't know if I will see it. Speaking of which, as you know, for the new Fast and Furious, they're using his brother to fill in his scenes.
No way.
Yeah.
All of them?
Whatever that they couldn't finish, they're going to use his brother. And I don't mean like they're going to put him like... It's probably going to be like body shots like from different angles or sides. Just to put someone of who looks like him in frame.
Okay,
interesting.
Yeah.
Huh.
So
Cool beans.
Yeah, yeah. But that reminds me, did you guys end up seeing The Raid 2?
No, I heard it's sweet.
Apparently it's better than the first one.
Yeah, like, I heard it's sweet.
Like apparently it's just amazing. So
yeah.
I'm going to have to check that out too.
Review time?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, Anthony, your pick this week. I didn't get a chance to read your pick, so what was it?
My pick is the head of Giant Bomb, Jeff Gerstmann. He
yep.
He recently went out east to go to PAX East, And while he was there, he went to the New York University because they have a whole section of their university dedicated to like game development and video games and stuff.
Cool.
And he just gave a talk about how he differentiated his site and like how he's kind of abandoned the, or like just basically how a site has gained success and like what his opinions are on like game trends and all that stuff. It's more of a serious talk than anything fun. Like he just throwing some jokes in there, but it's just, if you're into the gaming industry, it's a really interesting talk to hear for someone who's been in it for so long.
It's a video or is it a
transcript? It's a video, but there's like nothing going on in the video. So you can just listen to it like a podcast.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
So you put it, it's like an hour and a half. There's some, the good thing is that like,
it's on YouTube.
It's on Vimeo. Oh,
okay.
Because it's through the New York, the
university
website.
For copyright stuff. Okay.
But what happened was, or like they had a Q&A at the end and, because they're at a university, they actually have interesting questions to ask him. Unlike when they have giant bomb panels and it's more like, would you rather eat a duck or shit on a couch? I don't know.
Yeah.
And they just kind of have like those dumb questions like that.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, it's really interesting to hear someone who's been in the industry for so long give his take on what happens and like where he sees certain things going and stuff.
You watched all of this?
Yeah, I watched all of it.
Yeah.
All
right.
I'll probably listen to all of it.
I'll probably check it out.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
I really like Serious Jeff Gertzman.
Yeah. Because he's actually knowledgeable.
No, he's the reason. That's why I still listen to the Giant Bombcast, because whenever he has a serious opinion about something, it's usually insightful.
Yeah.
He has good reasoning for it, so.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
So yeah, check it out.
Okay, and that's everything this week.
Mm.
Did you guys hear that Amazon bought Comixology?
What the hell is
Comixology?
The leading comic app on tablets and smartphones.
Did not know that.
Nope, throw my hands in the air. I don't know.
Which leads me to believe that there's going to be a version of the Kindle that's comic only.
Ooh.
Nice in color.
Yeah, and if the Kindles are like, what, $70?
Flipping pages.
I'd be down for that.
Man, you cray-cray. There's no substitute for flipping pages in a comic.
You know what? There isn't, but... And you're right, looking at a screen too long doesn't make my eyes hurt.
Yeah.
That said,
yeah.
If I don't have to store these things anywhere...
That's true, okay.
And if I don't have to go to the comic store...
Yeah.
And I can get it at midnight...
Yeah. You know what? I hope that they don't do it for those manga things. I don't like those things.
Manga things?
Yeah. No, I don't like that.
I don't like... I don't like... Following the Suicide Squad to its end...
Yes.
I realized I would never want to collect individual comics.
Trades are...
I think trades would be my
favorite. I got another one.
Yeah.
Woo! Ding!
I told you. Trades sucks for trades.
Trades are the way to go.
Because they look nicer.
They're hardcover. Oh, they usually have hardcover. They look nicer. It's just...
The paper quality's better.
The hassle of having all these separated bag and board things just loose everywhere kind of sucks.
No ads.
The only problem with trades is that you're never up to date.
Yeah.
Like, if you really want to know, you finish trade one, you're like,
yeah,
man, how does this end? And you're like, when's the next trade come out? 4 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then again, in our group of circle, I don't think we really are updated for anything.
Yeah. Like, that's the thing. Like, if... I think I'd feel more pressure if we were a group that were like, oh, man, did you see the latest world event and, this chapter and this stuff and then the crossover here? Like, but we're not like that with comics.
So. Yeah, but you're like that with manga.
I am like that with manga, yes.
So...
But I just... Because the books are nice. They're nice books. They're thick. They have a nice...
Yeah,
sometimes they have nice spines.
Yeah,
they look nice on my shelf.
I get it. Like I'm... Like, I'm super into this Transformers comic, and I'm trying to be up to date, but every time I'm like, I don't want to buy these issues.
Oh, the single issues?
Yeah, and then I hear all my Transformers friends talk about it, I'm like, man... Do I buy, and then rebuy, and then...
That's what I do. I do that with manga. Like, I'll read it online, and then, I'll rebuy it.
Yeah.
For my shelf.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I was buying trades before they were cool.
This again.
I liked video games before they were popular. Thanks.
No, you didn't.
I jump on the bandwagon for everything. So, what now?
Oh, God. Now I want to jump on the bandwagon. I jumped on the bandwagon before it was cool.
There you go. I was mainstream before it was mainstream. All right. Let's move on.
Hello, listeners. Did you know you can email us at 3nerdsinabasement? Well, you can. just send us an email at tniab.letters@gmail.com and we will read your message on the air.
Okay, so this week I'm gonna let you open up, Anthony. Go ahead, tell me what's up.
So I went to go see a movie.
Oh.
I went to go see the Grand Budapest Hotel.
Okay.
It is a story with a couple big names, many of which I cannot remember right now.
That's how big they are.
Owen Wilson's in it for a bit. He has a cameo.
Basically, anybody from like the Royal Tenenbaums, any of the other Wes Craven films.
Yeah, true.
Oh, is this a Wes Craven film?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so what it's a story of this guy Zero, and it's his story of how he got to own the Grand Budapest Hotel.
Okay.
And it starts back as him as a child, not a child, but like a young teen working as a bellhop.
All right.
For the Grand Budapest Hotel. And then from there, one interesting story unravels, and then you see that story from multiple characters within the movie.
Cool.
And it is a comedy. It's like a time piece, like it's a period piece.
Right.
And it's really funny. There's a lot of really smart.
It's a comedy?
Yeah, it's a comedy. Okay. It's a really, like, there's a lot of really clever humor. There's a lot of, even humor, just like without even speaking any words, just how it was filmed and how the characters react to certain things. I really did like the way it was filmed. It's I can't tell for sure, but I think whenever they went into, I'm going to narrate this story mode from the main character's name Zero, his mm-hmm. perspective, it's filmed in 4:3, so it's not full widescreen. And then when it comes out of the story mode and it goes back to the two characters, old Zero telling the story and he's talking to the reporter, it goes back into widescreen.
Oh.
Yeah. I think that's what happened because I noticed it wasn't full widescreen when he was telling the story. I don't remember if it was full widescreen when he wasn't telling the story.
Like there were black bars on the
side. Yeah, there were black bars on the side of the screen.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really interesting.
So hipster.
it was cool. It was a really smart and funny movie. Like, it's just oozing with charm. Wes Craven or what? Is it Wes Anderson or Wes Craven?
They're both there, so you gotta figure out which one's which.
It's Wes Anderson, I think.
Okay.
It's a Wes Anderson.
Oh, Wes Anderson. Sorry.
Wes Craven's the writer, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Wes some.
Yeah, Wes Anderson. There you go. It's a Wes Anderson movie.
I was gonna say it's a comedy.
Oh yeah, but yeah, it is a comedy. It's and I really liked it. A lot of my overseas friends have been loving it. A lot of the Europeans.
Oh, it's an international release. Yeah. Those ones at the Sundance Film Festival.
Limited release, did you guys know?
Oh, it was limited. That explains it. Oh.
But I really enjoyed it. It's I really do enjoy it. Like if you want to go to the movies and you kind of don't know what you want to watch.
Are you saying this is like on the level of Little Miss Sunshine?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of like that.
All right.
Like that kind of audience group, I think.
All right.
I also really like that movie.
I think that movie won the award that year. So
yeah, it's a really
good
everybody
movie. Likes that movie.
And then also this week I started and finished Heavy Rain.
Okay.
Yeah. You always told me that I'd love it. Guess what? I loved it.
Yeah. It was big really surprise.
Good. I really liked it. The choices in the game were really cool, and they did feel like if I messed up here, like something significant would happen. I don't know if it would yet because I haven't seen all the endings.
Mm.
But I got like the bestest ending.
Oh, no one died.
No one died. I got all the good stuff. I did not see the twists coming at the end.
When you played it, did you play on the expert controls?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Right. Yeah.
Why? What does that do? Anything?
It just makes you have to do more things with your hands.
Yes, like so all the action is done with button prompts.
I know how to play.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I just didn't know that the expert one changed it a lot.
Yeah, the normal one is kinda really simple.
Okay.
But yeah, so I really did enjoy it. The whole mystery. I like the separating yourself between the three characters.
Mm-hmm.
And like even though two of them were cops, they went into it like in really really different ways. Using was it ED or EDI?
Oh, the feature AI thing, the glasses, yeah,
the Minority Report stuff.
Yeah,
it was really cool. I like just the hard choices you had to make with the, what was the dad? I forget his name.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the dad character. And, like, some of those choices were, like, the only time I thought it was, like, really ridiculous was in the power plant. And you had to go through the energy, the power, electricity condensers or whatever. And I'm like, okay, this is just ludicrous.
I failed that part.
Really?
Because you know when it shows the button throbbing?
Yeah, yeah.
I thought that was, you have to mash it?
Sometimes I mess up on that, yeah.
But you just have to hold it, right?
Yeah.
I didn't figure that out till after. So I was like, how come it's not working?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, that part was really weird. Mm-hmm. I thought that was kind of like too much. And like also the part before that where you had to crawl through the glass for like 2 football fields. Oh, I was like, what is this? But other than that, it was pretty good. That twist. I did not see that. And like how everything works out perfectly. And like if you think about it just from a different perspective, it makes perfect sense.
There's some really tense moments in that game.
Yeah.
Like when you're the girl in the apartment.
Oh, yeah, with the, in the beginning?
Yeah.
Yeah, that part, like, I was like, wow, where are all these people coming from?
Yeah, and I'm like, are they really going to go here? Like, is that going to happen?
I thought that was kind of nuts.
Yeah.
She was a really interesting character, too, just because with, as a reporter, she just could do whatever she wanted.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I really did enjoy this movie, or movie, this interactive drama.
Yeah.
This game.
What's the kid's name that gets lost?
Jason? Shane?
God. Is it Jason Derulo?
Jason!
Yeah, Jason. No, Jason dies, and then Shane gets kidnapped, I think. Or Sean? No, Sean. Sean gets kidnapped.
Sean Paul?
Sean Paul and Jason Derulo.
How did you feel about them casting French actress to do English voice acting?
I thought that was nice. It gave that character...
Really?
Yeah, it gave that character like a unique take on it.
I guess.
Not a fan?
I thought it was weird that how the entire cast was French trying to speak English.
In Francais?
Yeah.
I thought it was cool. It felt fancy. It felt highbrow.
I felt cheap.
Oh my god. I really enjoyed it. I want to go see the other endings. I'm glad that they kept it within reality.
Like it was not supernatural?
Yeah, like, so what happened, like, the other game I played by them, which their first game, was Indigo Prophecy.
Or Fahrenheit.
And that game starts off fairly serious. But by the end of it, like, I guess it's PS2. Like, do you think I can spoil that?
Sure. You can spoil Heavy Rain, too. I mean, who cares?
Well, I don't know.
I care. I'm going to play it.
Yeah. I thought
you played it already.
I did. I don't own it. Okay. I just have a friend's copy. But, yeah, the game is... it rains all the time in Outer Green.
So. All the time.
Is it actually all the time?
It's a key part of the story.
Cool.
It's all. I can't even remember a sunny day in that game.
The very beginning.
Of course, with the balloons.
The prologue.
Yeah.
And so, what was I talking about? So in Fahrenheit or Indigo Prophecy, it starts off fairly serious. But by the end of that game, it is like literally aliens come down.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And they're like, we have been messing around with your life. We are the true rulers.
What is David Cage trying to
say? And yeah, I don't know. It was really weird. And like that kind of stuff took me out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, by the end, you're pretty much Neo.
Oh, wow.
And then aliens come down.
Mm. That makes me wonder how you're going to fare with Beyond Two Souls.
Yeah, and I want to play Beyond now, just to see where that goes.
I do too, but that game's still $60 here. And I can't figure out why.
I think I'm going to try and find it at the library. Mm-hmm. But yeah, our mutual friend Christian, he played it. He said he really enjoyed it, but the thing was, is like the supernatural stuff doesn't take you out too much because it starts out supernatural. Like it's not just like a sudden twist where you were going through the whole game just normal, like normal human beings. So like there is some sort of supernatural element from the beginning.
Do you know if Christian played Heavy Rain?
He did.
And he liked that too?
He really enjoyed that.
Okay,
too.
All right. I was just looking to gauge where his opinions were.
That's all. He was so excited to see me playing Heavy Rain that he actually used the PS3 message function to be like, "Yes, Heavy Rain!"
Wow.
Yeah,
it's kind of like Silent Hill. It's very serious, and then aliens come down.
Yeah, and then aliens come down, and then it's all... And then
you're like, why did I play this?
Yeah, and it's all controlled by a dog.
No.
There's always joke endings for Silent Hill.
Oh, I think I've seen this in like one of those digital game videos.
But to me, it's always canon.
That's canon, yeah. I think
maybe that's the ending.
The dog is canon.
The dog ending.
I think the dog is canon.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I always hear about the dog thing.
Yeah. It's like on a new game plus, you can do something at the very beginning of the game, and then you walk into this room, and it's a dog with in front of like a control panel. And he's like, "You've been controlling it the whole time."
Best ending ever. Wow.
It's really good. Oh, Silent Hill 2 is so hard to play now. But yeah. Also, personal achievement. I got gold in League of Legends.
Hey, congratulations!
I'm happy.
Do you have to go from here now?
Gotta go to platinum.
And then
I go to diamond.
And then
I go to challenger.
Is there one higher than that?
Challenger?
Yeah.
No. Okay. Challenger.
I think I just keep going.
No, like, no.
Wow.
Then after challenger, it's time for me to get signed to a pro team.
Oh.
And then.
Are there not that many challenger level players?
I think the bracket of challenger is limited to a certain number of players. So if you want to keep your challenger ranking, you have to maintain it.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. It's like the grandmaster ladder in StarCraft.
Oh, I like that. If you know that. So, yeah. I like that. So like, it's like a knockout thing. Like,
so yeah.
Oh.
It's pretty sick.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm happy.
This kid, guessing the gold, thinks about going challenger.
Going challenger. I'm on the way.
I'm only like a couple ranks.
Yeah, I'm like three ranks behind. Who cares?
That's so funny.
I'm getting there.
Okay. It's like supervising manager wants to be CEO.
Yeah, whatever. It turned like I played Morgana support when everyone was like, "Morgana support sucks," and now everybody's playing Morgana support, and I'm like, "Suck my dick, it's so good," and I knew it.
Wow. Okay.
Wow. Okay.
Heavy handed there. Eh?
All right. Gauntlet on his throne.
Yeah, I'm done. That's my week. Drop the mic. I'm out.
Okay. Speaking of, you're talking about the dogs being canon.
Yeah.
So Community had its finale.
Shoot it. Dog out of a
final
cannon?
Final ever?
No. So they're on, like every Community season, they're on the bubble. They don't know if they're going to be canceled or renewed.
Yeah.
And because of that, what they did was Abed at the very last sequence just says, "Well, we'll be back next year. If not, an asteroid hit the Earth and killed all of humanity, and that's canon." And he looks at the camera, and then it just cuts to black.
That's really funny. How daring.
That's awesome.
I was just like, oh, well, at least now we know what happened.
I really hope they get it, because this is their fifth season, right?
Yeah.
I hope they get the sixth season, and then I hope they get the movie.
And then it just ends.
If
they do have a movie, they have to bring back Troy and Pierce. That's the only thing I would say. Yeah. But yeah, I really do hope that they fulfill on that original hashtag.
Six seasons in a movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, I really hope so, too.
But yeah, so that happened. And then I watched Marvel's The Avengers Disc Wars,
mm-hmm.
the hot new spring anime.
Is that the one where they put like compact discs in their Transformers?
No.
So
this is where they're all pogs.
So the premise is there's this kid, so little boy, obviously, at the end of middle school, I think.
What?
His mom's dead.
Of course.
Hasn't seen his dad in 2 years.
Okay, that's new to me. Usually they have one parent.
No, the dad... well, he has an older brother who takes care of him. Oh. His dad left to go to America for a job, and they haven't seen from him.
America.
And his dad finally calls him up and says, "Come to America!" And they come to America, and they're at the airport, and they're like, "Yo, don't worry, Tony Stark will fly you there." And Pepper Potts comes out. "I'm going to fly you first class. Let's do this." Iron Man comes on. He knocks on the window and says, "Enjoying your ride. I'll see you later. Serve these kids milk."
What? No, I don't. What? It's Transformers, right?
No. So they get there and they find out their dad is working with Tony Stark in the Stark Industries to make these pog things, which are used as a new form of a prison for bad guys. So they keep bad guys in these pogs.
What the frick?
And it turns out their dad's assistant is this clumsy dude named Peter.
Parker.
Well, they never say Parker. But you know it's Spider-Man.
No way.
And so then they have a Stark Expo where they're going to show off these new things. And it turns out there was a leak inside Stark. And all the bad guys have already been inside these capsule pogs. And some masked anime villains are controlling, like, Baron Zemo and the Absorbing Man and Abomination, and they're throwing out these pogs going, like, "Get ready to die." And the Avengers show up. Thor's there with Loki. And then that's where it just says, "To be continued."
What?
So they're not in the pogs yet?
No.
Oh, God.
But it's so weird to see all these Marvel characters super animated out.
Japaned out.
A lot of them I really don't like. I really don't like Iron Man, which is surprising because I thought anime would be the thing he needs.
How many glowy lights does he have?
None.
What?
Yeah.
None.
He was kind of weird.
The art goes from like really cool original designs to just bad fan art.
Yep.
Like Captain America looks awesome, but then you look at like they showed off Doctor Strange and War Machine and I'm like, those look terrible. Like a 4-year-old drew those or something. The Hulk doesn't really look like the Hulk. He just looks like a really tall warrior. Hmm. Like I feel like if you gave him a greatsword, he would just
be. Is he at least green?
He's green. Wasp is the only one who looks right, but then again, Wasp has always been a little bit anime to begin with.
From the start.
Yeah, so hers is the only one that translates well. And then there's the kids. They're just on a tour. And they find themselves somewhere lost in the Stark Industries, and who knows?
You believe that Doctor Strange.
Yeah, so it's weird hearing them talk in Japanese. Like, I kind of hope this gets dubbed, because I can't take it seriously. After so many years of, like, at this point, you know, Robert Downey Jr. is Iron Man, and I have to hear some Japanese dude...
Iron Man-san.
Like, be really witty and talkative and jokey in, like, this Japanese voice. It just doesn't feel right.
Do the inflections not hit you, or...?
They're, like, halfway there.
Okay.
I don't know if it's because I just don't understand the language enough, but it... Like, they got the character relationships down. Like I get it. These are the... Like, they seem like the right dudes. It's just... It's so weird to see them all animate out. But I'm gonna stick with it, because it's just really dumb.
It seems ridiculous.
Yeah, it is pretty dumb.
Dumb or genius?
I don't know. Like, it really... What I'm really waiting for is how they're going to convince the Avengers to get in these pogs and then be summoned upon by little kids.
It's like Pokemon?
Yeah. I want to know the reasoning for this, but, yeah. And I have a feeling Spider-Man's going to be, like, the ultimate Pog.
Isn't he the main character in Pog?
No, the main character is Iron Man.
Really?
But Spider-Man is everywhere.
Really?
Like, I feel like they're positioning Spider-Man as I'm the super Pog.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But I think that's only because he's so big in Japan, right?
That's crazy.
So.
Spider-Man.
For those interested, you know, don't watch it just yet. Wait till I've watched 3 episodes and then I'll tell you if it's worth going into. But,
You know who they couldn't do wrong? Cyclops.
Oh, right. Cyclops and the Beast show up in this.
It looks sick.
Yeah, they do. They're wearing
the black suits.
Yeah, yeah.
They can't do it so wrong because they just slap a visor on the guy. He doesn't look bad.
And then they just give him more animated body and he's Cyclops still.
He's good.
Yeah. Huh. But yeah, no, a lot of these people make some appearances, and we'll see.
This sounds crazy.
Yeah, like, I guess I'm just looking for something to fill that void that Buildfighters gave me, but mm-hmm. I don't know if this is going to be it. There's potential here. And then I finished Dark Souls 2.
Oh, wait, ooh. You didn't mention Iron Fist.
Oh, right.
He looks crazy!
He's huge.
His collar? He's got all these flares.
He looks like at first I thought he was a vampire.
He looks like a luchador.
Yeah.
Iron what? He looks like something out of Ultimate Muscle.
Yeah, it's so sick.
He's standing behind, is a Captain America, and...
Yeah, yeah.
And, yeah.
Sorry, yeah, okay, go on.
Jeez. Yeah. Anyways, yeah, so I finished Dark Souls 2.
Before me.
Yeah. That game is, it's really good. It's not without problems. But, yeah, I think I had fun.
So what are, like, your specific problems with it?
Okay, so I guess I'll run down it. So just visually, the game goes from beautiful to, wow, this is garbage.
Yeah, it does.
Like,
especially frame rate.
Frame rate, graphics, even sound. When you're going through grass or, like, water, it is... I don't know what they recorded, but it just did not sound right.
They used the Demon Soul sound effects.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah. It's all recycled assets.
So it's,
is it?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So, and it's just, every time I walk through the grass, I'm like, what the hell is that? And then it's just me in the grass.
Or, like, the one thing I notice is that, like, when I have heavy armor on, so when I run and I stop, the armor keeps jangling.
Yeah.
So I always think that there's, like, someone around me. Like, what the hell?
Yeah. At this point, you know, I'm okay with them not giving you information on a couple of things, but... Like, for example, how each weapon works, or where should I be going next? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm okay with that. So, like, exploration's cool,
yeah.
Remember? What I'm not okay with is, to get the full experience, you really do have to look up things. Like, for example, just to be able to infuse or enchant your weapons is this monumental task that you of quests that you need to do.
And if you don't know.
And if you, yeah, if you don't know, you don't know. And it's a big part of the game. Like, mm-hmm. when I unlocked it, I was like, wow. I can now finally put magic on my weapons or do whatever, and it's giving me huge gains now.
Because mm-hmm. huge gains, bro.
Mad gains.
I guess this is already veteran Dark Souls players will already know that you know you can your stats can only go up to a certain level before there's diminishing returns,
mm-hmm.
right? Like I didn't know that.
Like based on souls, yeah.
Yeah.
Like the cost, just straight up.
Yeah. Well, I don't mean that, but I mean, like, you know, when, like, you put 20 to strength, like, it goes up by, like, 3 each, but then after 20, it only goes up by
4. Oh, yeah, okay, that kind, yeah.
Like, I didn't really understand that. Even some of the stats don't make sense, like, their strength and dexterity, but both of them are really strength.
It's just, yeah, another, like, dexterity does, like, a certain 2 skills, while strength does another 2 skills.
Yeah, and it's, like...
But they both raise your strength, which is weird.
Yeah, same goes with intelligence and faith,
mm-hmm.
right?
Well, intelligence is for... dark magic, or just, like, magic? And then
right.
faith is for miracles.
You're right, there's a separate. Speaking of magic, they don't tell you how to do magic at all.
How much int do I need to get an attunement slot?
A lot. Or get a ring.
You need a lot.
You need a lot in attunement to get that one slot.
Why do you think that I picked the faith, guys? I just ultimately get it.
Dude, it's ridiculous.
Like, because I can't even use pyromancy. I'm like,
yeah.
Hilarious.
Yeah, and, like, I thought, like, it really deters you going away from magic at the beginning of the game, but once you get invaded by someone who went all mage, you're toast.
Magic is unstoppable. There's no guarding it
for
half your stuff.
There's nothing you can, like...
Like, in the other games, there were certain shields that could block magic, but...
Yeah,
like,
not for long.
You had to have that build.
Yeah, and then even if you get up to them, they always have, like, great magic barrier, and I'm like, oh. No.
Knock you down, right?
Yeah, and I'm like, damn it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, great magic barrier. Like, that's when you use, like, block Estus Flax and just hope to poop on him.
Right? Yeah, but it's, like, because had I known that magic was... I think that if magic was a lot more accessible, I would have been more persuaded to at least explore it. But because it's so difficult to understand... I just decided I'm going to melee this whole thing out.
I feel that magic in this game is significantly harder to get than in the past games.
Why is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, is it now?
Yeah.
Is it?
That's what I feel.
And I don't know. Other small things, I wish there was more variety in equipment. Like, there's a lot of stuff you can get, but, like, they're all kind of... I don't know. Like, if you like a certain type of weapon, there's not much availability for it.
Okay.
Like, I liked using curved swords or katanas, but there's really only, like, one or two of each.
I like how you picked the weapon with the least amount of variety.
So I was just like, huh. Well, now what?
So, this game, right?
Yeah.
When you beat it, is there any extra stuff at the end? Like, can you go back and revisit old ones or no?
Oh, of course. So, one of the
optional bosses?
One of the things you can do, first of all, is you can reburn your bonfire. And that restores everybody that you've killed, including bosses, but they come back stronger.
Cool. So, okay.
There's also tons of optional bosses. I didn't go through all of them, but I went through some of the major ones. And they're tough.
Are they cool?
Yeah. One of them's really cool.
Okay.
But he's completely optional. And I don't think you can summon anyone to help you for him.
Oh, wow.
So, and he's rough. A couple the one thing, like, I know this game lacks story, but there is some lore in there which is decent, and I'm pretty interested in it. I wish there was a quest log,
mm-hmm.
because there's some NPCs you talk to, and because there's so many of them that have, like, intertwining stories and whatnot, I kind of forget where each of them say they're going to be, or what they're going to do.
Oh, that happens a lot, actually.
And then half of them just don't make sense of where they're next. Like, for example, there's a guy I'm supposed to talk to, and the next place I'm supposed to meet him is in the past.
What?
Yeah, like you don't... I don't know if you actually time travel, but he's there in that time traveled spot. That's the next place I talk to him. And they don't explain how he gets there. He's just there. So, like, it's small things, but there are things that are like, this could have been, like, cleaned up. Like, someone could have done something here.
There was, like, certain things. Like, so, you know how I went to the Lost Bastille first?
Yeah.
And I met that lady with the huge helmet? Uh-huh. Like, cause even though that's a farther point in the game, I met her there first. And then when I went back to go to No Man's Wharf, she was there.
Yeah.
But it's like the conversation we had filled in what we had at
Lost Bastille. You're right. That worked. Like, they understand that depending on where you meet them first, it'll flow correctly. And I'm like, they went to that extent of doing that, but they couldn't fix other things.
Yeah.
So it feels like it's like a half-assed effort. Like, they selectively picked the ones they wanted to do. But yeah, no, it's a cool game. The bosses are really, really cool. That's probably the most exciting thing. I really liked helping other people out.
There's a lot of bosses.
There's a ton of bosses. There's a ton of optional bosses. Like, I know I didn't get through all the optional bosses, but I got through at least half of them, I think. The final boss is a joke.
They always are.
It is so easy.
They are 2 for 2 on final bosses being not even close to as hard as they should be.
Like, I thought I was done for, and I was like, what's going on? No, they're going to do something at the very end to kill me, and nothing happened. I'm just gone. I think, I guess the new Game Plus thing is a staple in the series.
Yeah.
I really think that they don't need that, to be honest. Like, it does kind of suck that all the coolest gear, all the coolest boss fights are relegated to New Game Plus.
Are they exclusively New Game Plus?
Yes.
Because I don't believe, like, they have New Game Plus in Dark Souls and Demon Souls,
mm-hmm.
but I don't remember anything being exclusive New Game Plus.
Okay, so
unless I just missed it.
So bosses, I mean, like, they're the same bosses, but they have revised attack patterns and they hit harder.
Okay.
But a lot of the best gear is exclusive to New Game Plus.
Oh, wow.
And it's like, oh, that's kind of bullshit. Like, that's just I don't know. To me, that just seems like I know Souls fans will love it because they get to go through it again harder. But if they have the what do you call it? That mechanic of burning your bonfire again to bring bosses back. Why couldn't it be done there?
True.
And I feel like New Game Plus is kind of just a cheap way to extend game length, and I have no interest in doing that.
I think that might be new though. Like, I don't remember that being in the old games. I could be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that is a new feature to New Game Plus in this game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because I don't remember any gear being held back.
Yeah.
From New Game Plus.
Yeah, like I thought I got the best sword, but it turns out it's a fake version of the ultimate sword, which is only found in New Game Plus.
You're Galgamesh. Good for you.
Huh?
You're Galgamesh from Final Fantasy. Good for you.
Yeah, and I was just like, This is dumb. Yeah, and then when I finished the game, I'm like, well, I'm not going to play this anymore. I'm not going to New Game Plus. So then I just killed all the NPCs.
Killed the lady?
Yeah.
What happens?
You can't level up.
What's the adaptation? Adaptability?
Adaptability? I believe that is... that's actually agility.
Oh,
agility and poise.
Yeah, mad poise.
Yeah, mad poise.
Yeah, so that's why I threw a lot of points into that. So every time I hit someone, they would just get stunned.
Interesting.
It's cool. I definitely recommend the game. It's a fun game, definitely.
I think this time around, I'm going to go straight to make a PvP robe.
PvP.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just going to be that guy.
Okay, I'm going to say...
I've never done it before.
Yeah, so there was this one moment where I was trying to explore this one place, and people kept invading me, and I was like, what the hell?
Was it the Rat King cellar or whatever?
No, it was Belfry Soul or something.
Okay.
Turns out it was just the PvP arena I was in.
Oh, yeah.
And then I was just like, what am I doing here? I'm not equipped for this stuff.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, so I left.
The only guy who invaded me rolled off a cliff, and I was like, yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Some guy invaded me, but he didn't do anything.
You just stood there?
Yeah. Hmm. So I just backstabbed him.
Maybe he's being nice. Maybe he was giving you souls.
I guess.
Did you read the maximum level cap of 150?
I got to 147.
Oh, okay. So you can just get to that by regular playing?
Yeah.
Really?
To yeah. 150 for the regular game, yeah.
Is there more after?
When you're New Game Plus, you can go beyond.
Beyond, eh?
I like how there's a respec option in this game.
There is... you think it's easy to do, but it you have to get the item, and the item even warns you that don't just use this. You got to go somewhere specific to do that.
Oh, okay.
So
I thought the lady at Things Betwixt just is like,
yeah,
like, you want a respec? Here.
No, you need an item to do it. Yeah, you need an item to do it. And then, so I believe in the old Souls games, what people would do is, you would do co-op or PvP depending on your soul level, right?
Yeah. It links us all
up. So, but, and what people would do is they would not level up, but they would get amazing gear.
Yeah.
And they would just come in. So Dark Souls 2 has a new mechanic, soul memory, and it accounts all the souls you've actually gained, whether you've spent them or not, on anything. So, like, my soul memory, I believe, is like 3 million.
Holy.
And if you're not efficient with your souls, or you just keep losing them because you're dying, that soul memory still goes up. And that counts towards you being a, technically a higher level, even though you're not.
That's so evil.
So what happened was I was going in. I'm like, how come everybody seems so much stronger than me? And it turns out because I kept dying.
Oh.
Like, I kept having those days where I'm just losing like 70K. All right. So that's just something to look out for.
I'm kind of at a loss to where to go now.
Where are you?
I just beat... I lit the bonfire of, like, the Sinner's Bonfire at the bottom.
Okay.
And then after that, I bought the Cat Ring. And I went down the sewer. And that place is, like, Saints something.
The Sinner's Bonfire.
Yeah.
Why don't you keep going through there?
Because that was the end of it. That was the end.
You beat the Lost Sinner, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then... And then, yeah, I went down the well, and then when I checked the waypoint, it was like, this is, like, one of the last ones on the list. I'm like, I'm not supposed to be here.
It might not be.
Yeah.
Yeah, it might not be. You never know.
And I was like, But, yeah, I went through, I think the last boss I beat after the Sinner was, I went into this forest with a lot of poison, and I beat, like, this, this horseman.
Oh, yeah.
In an arena, you have to pull a lever, and you kill his horse. Yeah,
the chariot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then some midget saying, you're not going to have fun here. And then he just tells me to go away.
Yeah, that's what you do.
And I don't know what to do.
You know where you did that chariot thing?
Yeah.
Backtrack and go.
Oh, okay.
And then go around.
I guess there's something else.
Yeah, there's another area you can go to. Because I missed that initially and I came back to that.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. For a game called Being in Drag-Lek, not enough dragons.
Sometimes you see dragons... like flying around, like I was outside in the castle area, and I just saw some dragons just randomly appear. I'm like, am I gonna fight this thing? And it just flies away.
No, and that's the only type of dragon they've modeled in the game.
Yeah,
that red thing.
Oh, is it really? It's just that one dragon.
Sadly, yes. Oh. Yeah,
that's weird. That's weird that the one Souls game that takes place in a place called Drag-Lek.
Like, there's an area that's specifically for dragons, and there's like a billion of them.
Okay,
but it's one.
They're all brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
They're just crossbreed.
Pretty like much. Pretty much.
Gross.
So, yeah. I still prefer, like, Dragon's Dogma and Skyrim to Dark Souls. Like, for me, those are still the games I prefer. But
action.
Those are still good games.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no. But I will say, like, I really enjoy the multiplayer mechanics in Dark Souls.
Cool.
Like, I love being able to help people. Or just calling in help when I need it.
Can I, like, copy my save file?
I don't think so anymore.
What do you mean?
Like, if I played it on somebody else's PlayStation, can I
copy it? What you'd have to do is that you'd have to log into your account on their PlayStation.
Yeah.
Because your save file, I believe, is tied to your... It's either the user account or the ID. Or your, like, online ID.
I think it's your online ID.
Oh, okay. Because I know I've downloaded saves for other games to put on the PlayStation, just to, like, I want to see what, like, 100% save file in whatever game is like.
Yeah.
But the thing is that they know, the save knows that it's not your file, so they lock trophies on you.
So, yeah. Oh, yeah, so it is, then it would have to be to your online ID.
Yeah, so as long as you're playing the game, like, if you're playing it on someone else's PlayStation, as long as you play it on your account still.
So when I get a new PlayStation, as I play it on somebody else's PlayStation, I buy a new one finally... Mm-hmm. And then I log in again. My save file will be there on the cloud, or what? Like,
if you have PlayStation Plus, you have to pay for that subscription. Yeah.
But if you want to just do it manually, you could put it on a hard drive and then transfer it over.
Mm-hmm.
But you'd have to be on the other PlayStation. You have to be logged into your PSN account.
Ouch. Hmm. Interesting. Mm. All right.
Yeah. Cool. You should see my character. I got that Sephiroth sword.
Really?
Yeah. Stupid long katana.
I just learned how to unstone people.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I unstoned the guy in Lost Bastille, and now I'm getting mad boss weapons.
Did you find the other person who has boss weapons?
What? No! There's like a lady in front of a lever.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And there's like a dwarf there with like a really sick blue greatsword. and I want to kill him so bad.
See, I have that sword.
What? That sword looks so cool.
Alright, so can you guys fill me in? What is hexes?
They're a new type of magic.
Yes, it's yeah, a I heard new type they of dark break, magic.
I heard they're breaking the game.
They do, because what you can do is you can imbue your, like, you can enchant your sword or something, yeah. Like, if you're a melee character, yeah. But then you can double stack it with a hex.
Yeah, I heard about that.
So, like, what I have on my character is I have a dark, curved sword.
Yeah.
And then I have a dark hex on it. Yeah. So it doubles that enchantment on it.
Oh, wow.
But it stacks, so it doesn't add, like, the percentage stacks.
Okay.
So it's like a 150% dark increase. And it just
then can you run... put like dark pine resin
yeah.
on your
and
sword?
You could just keep buffing.
Whoa!
Yeah, so like
cool.
Like a lot of people do that in PvP so that you just one shot the
yeah, it's going boom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's sick.
Yeah.
Crazy. Some of the other hexes are crazy. Like you can hex a dead body of a character you've killed.
Yeah.
And then it blows up.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, if you're like, oh, I've invaded you, and I see you killed this guy, boom, I'm going to stand behind him. Come at me, bro. Boom!
Yeah. Yeah. Are you, what covenant are you in?
Right now, I am in the Way of the Sentinels or something? The Blue Sentinels?
Oh, yeah.
Not the very beginning one, but the one after you beat the old Dragon Rider.
Yes.
And you get that ring that just randomly sends you to other people's worlds.
Yeah, which never really happens.
Yeah, it never really
happens. Okay, yeah, cool.
But yeah, I just got that, and I haven't really found any other covenants yet. There's one in the main town, where there's just a stone.
Oh, to make your game harder?
Is that really what it is?
It's the Champion's Covenant.
Oh, okay. I didn't join that one. I was just like, what is this stone? I don't know what this is.
Join it.
I got into a coffin.
And it changed your gender?
And it was like, the nature of your being has changed, and I don't know what happened.
Change your gender.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta go back in
there. Go look at your character.
Oh, man.
Take off the clothes and be like, huh?
I gotta go back in the coffin.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah. Gotta be a girl. Yeah. Girl.
Yeah. But yeah, that's not Dark Souls 2. I recommend it. I definitely recommend
it. It's a fun game to talk about.
Yeah, yeah. Like, the exploration bits are definitely the highlight of that game. The exploration bits and the bosses.
Did you figure out what the map does?
What map?
There's the map in that.
No.
I think it has to do with the torches. Like, if you light all the torches in an area, it lights up a part on the map.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because I lit up all the torches in the tutorial area.
Yeah.
And it lit up a portion on the map.
Oh, wow.
So.
Hmm. Huh.
So I think you might get something if you light up all the torches in the game.
Maybe. Who knows? At this point, I don't know. It's done.
Okay. Pharaoh's Lockstones are cool. I gotta stop talking about it. No. Done.
They are cool. Yeah, that's my Blavin. Do you want to finish?
Yeah, so I've been playing a game on the iPhone.
I was surprised by this.
Yeah, Anthony mentioned it, and I was looking it up, and it was Hitman Go.
Yeah.
And it's Hitman, but done as a board game.
That's what I heard. I was like, what?
It's sick. The graphics in it are really cool because they're all board games. And it has cool shadows, and it's just, for $5, I really recommend it. It's really fun on the go. And it's just
on the go.
This yeah, guy.
Ah! Seriously, but it's just super, super fun and super unique. They don't even give you any instructions because the game is just that simple.
It's really intuitive.
Yeah, so I really like it a lot. I definitely recommend it even for the price point of $5.
That's what's turning me off. I'm like
something about it. It's just every level is a new board game. It's a box. So you just go to the next box and then they have all these different like you can get sniper rifles, you can move your piece into disguises. It's just cool.
Is this a battery killer?
I don't know. I don't play it often enough that it's a battery killer.
I heard that in the Square Enix offices, they actually have a physical board game version of this.
Really?
That's what I heard. It is a rumor. I don't know if it's true or not.
It's cool. It's really cool.
Hold on. So, wait. You pay $5 and you don't even get the full game?
You do. You get the full game, but you don't get all the levels. You have to beat... Every level has 1 to 3 objectives, and the more objective points you get, you can unlock the next
one. Oh, okay, because I'm looking at in-app purchase. I'm like, 99 cents to unlock chapter 2.
So if you finish almost all the objectives, you will unlock them.
Okay.
Yeah. So you will eventually unlock them all. And if every time you're in the game, you can get hints. And by hints, I mean you press it, it asks, it just shows you icon with all the different things you need to do, like get the briefcase or don't kill anybody, and you click it, and it'll show you the footprint marks of where to move next so that you can just finish the whole level.
It just straight up tells you?
It just straight up tells you. Oh, wow. But you only have 4 or 5 of those to start the game, and you never get any more.
Oh, wow.
So that's how you pay for it. If you really are stumped, just press it, it'll tell you what to do. But if you accidentally make a mistake and you veer off that, it'll just stop.
Oh.
So you have to be very careful.
Oh, okay, wow.
So, yeah. It's pretty cool.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, I'm really jealous it's not on Android.
Is it not?
No, it's iOS only.
Oh, it's an iOS exclusive.
Exclusive.
Well, then. What about Club Penguin?
Oh, what? Yeah, man.
Farmville 2. Editor's Choice.
Mm-hmm. Editor's Choice? Really? Yeah.
I'm super jealous that FTL is iPad only. That and Hearthstone.
Get it on the PC, man.
I'm like so tempted to get an iPad. I'm like, no, that'd be stupid if I bought an iPad. Like, if I bought...
You have a Steam account. Yeah. You have a laptop that can run FTL.
I know. I was going to say, like, it'd be... I have FTL, too.
Then the upgrade is free on the thing. It automatically downloads the update.
I know, but I'm just thinking, like... But on the iPad.
But an iPad? I think you just want to buy an iPad. And FTL is your excuse for an iPad.
And it's not a good one either. Like, it's a terrible excuse.
Oh, I can't wait to spend $500 to spend $15 more.
I know. It's terrible. I won't lie. It's dumb.
I wish I could spend $15 if only I had this $500 piece of technology.
Yeah. Oh, God. Someone give me a reason to get an iPad.
Like, FTL.
It's not justifiable. I wish, like, I had, like, a job problem where a requirement is you need to be on an iPad. Like, that's it.
Be an elementary school teacher. I know my cousin's using the iPad in her elementary school classes a lot now.
Oh, really? Yeah. With the kids?
Yeah.
What? Like, the kids each have iPads?
They're trying to get there. Like, they're trying to get, like, class, like, a group of class iPads.
Wow.
You don't get to take them home, but...
Oh, like, of course. Yeah. You know what that reminds me of? That opening scene in Final Fantasy VIII when you go to that school and they all have, like, those, like, Minority Report...
Yeah, pimped out computers. Yeah.
Schools. I can't wait for that future.
Where your school's an airship?
Yeah,
that'd be sick.
Dude.
I won't be alive, but it'll be sick.
What else? They keep dinosaurs on that airship?
Oh, yeah. We can play mad card games, just like Levin's always dreamed of.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's life. Anything else you've been doing this week, Blake?
No, that's basically it. That's all the new stuff.
You didn't win any more PTQs?
Any more magic?
No, not at all.
Magics?
I'm just preparing for the next set to do our set review and stuff. But
which is next week.
Yeah, next week. We're fun.
Road Bike Guide all the way.
Yeah, man.
So,
Black White.
What are the early signs to go for?
A draft.
So, just to let you know, me and my person in the set review, we've looked at the set, and it's super... super complicated. It's like one of the more complicated that they've put in a while. So it's going to take us a while to figure this out.
Even more than Dragon's Maze?
So there's no clear...
There's no clear cut way. I just don't know what's going on. I just really have to play it to see what's up.
Draft a god. Hope for the best.
No. Gods are terrible.
I guess so. That sucks.
They're winning more. They're not like, get me out of this jam kind of thing.
Well, I guess that's a good thing for the game then. If it's that complicated and there's that much...
Yeah, hopefully the people who are skilled get rewarded more. No, I'm being serious. It's going to be crazy. They have so many crazy new cards that are just insane.
Oh.
So, yeah, it's going to be crazy.
All are excited
to hear. Them is one and a white for an instant speed. Exile target god. Then look at their hand, graveyard, and their... exile target enchantment. And if it's a god, look at their hand, their graveyard, and their library for the same copies of that god. Exile them all.
Well, it's final extraction.
But and it's just god. Party aside.
Day aside,
and that's all cool. It is just it's part of the lore. It's just Elspeth the Planeswalker stabbing her spear into the new like the god who is like causing all the trouble and just like stabbing him in the chest.
Wow.
And the flavor text is just it is done. And we're just like, whoa,
that sounds pretty badass,
girl.
Yo, Elspeth is no joke. Okay?
So what's crazy now is that the new set's coming out. The conspiracy thing I talked to you guys about, the multiplayer draft set. And they have this new Planeswalker coming out who's like this multiverse thief.
Yeah.
And when they released his picture, they gave you only half the card's abilities. They cut off all the text for half the card.
Like down the middle?
Yeah. So you can only read half. So it says +1, target player blank. You can't see anything until end of turn. And the other one is just blank. Exile target, and then that's the end of the thing, and then just...
What?
Yeah, so it's pretty funny.
Weird.
Well, that's a cool reveal. They're just not going to tell you, so.
That's a cool reveal.
Oh, is it going? Oh, I thought it was going to be released like that. No. I was like, whoa, weird. What is this?
This is like a
teaser thing. Yeah.
It's okay. Cool. That's cool.
So it's going to be crazy. This set's going to be sick.
That's fun. Mm-hmm. All right, then.
All right.
Cool. That's the end of the show. Yeah. Reminder once again, community hangout next week.
Google Hangout.
I figured it out. I know how to do it now.
We're going to have 6 seasons in a movie? Because it's a community hangout? Mm. Oh, what
else? You're hilarious. Yeah. So remember, email us at tnib.letters@gmail.com to get in on that.
Or you can just ask us questions.
Yeah, if you want. You don't even have to be a part of it. I guess I'll promote it when we're actually doing it. And if you want to just be part of the Q&A audience, just hang out there. Just in the chat. Yeah, in the chat. That's cool, too. I mean, if you don't want to show your face, that's fine. I understand. Mm. I understand. So
we will make money off your face.
Clearly. Yeah, that's what we're going to do. Yeah, there we go. Okay, then. We'll see you guys next week.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.